Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley NT speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 4th, and ending on Sunday, August 10th. And during this week, Mars will enter Libra, and we will get the Aquarius full moon. And I'm going to start with those two things. And so first comes Mars, because that's Wednesday, the 6th, at 7:23 p.m. So we've had Mars in the very sort of difficult position for him, really, because first of all, it's an Earth sign, and he's fiery. But he could get very frustrated in the sign of Virgo, which wants order. And so if you have a passion for order and a passion for perfection, it could get a little bit touchy, right? So we've got that continuing Mars in Virgo until Wednesday at 7:23 p.m. when Mars goes into an air sign. So it has the air fueling it a bit, right? It's fire. But it's really the opposite sign of the sign Mars rules, which is Aries. So Mars wants war and Libra wants peace. So the joke that we used to say back in the olden days of astrology was, Mars in Libra fights for peace. And that's kind of, you know, a contradiction in terms. And fighting for peace doesn't usually get you very far. Now, the sign of Libra, being the sign of law, and the laws in the courts, and the lawyers in the courts, you do have the expression, argue a case, right? So this is what Libra will argue. But what Libra doesn't like is fighting. So the scales of Libra are always a little bit too tilted when Mars is there, because Mars will fight. And if you know Libras very well, I mean, they can take an argument, a disagreement, they can dialogue about it, but if it gets into that highly, you know, emotional anger expression, if they are involved in it, there is a literal, you know, sort of a wipeout of the Libra. You know, once it's over, they're going to be, you know, down for the count, just having to get back in balance, right? So here you've got this Mars, and it's going to be, you know, quite a long transit, usually is. It won't retrograde, that's the good news, but it won't go into Scorpio, the next sign, until the 22nd of September. So we've got it for, you know, over a month, and we're going to be seeing things. I mean, if you're living in the United States now, it's like, you know, what now? What next? You know, it's just a constant bombarding of issues and, you know, fights between this and that. You know. So we will expect that this will continue, and the record number of lawsuits, I'm willing to guarantee you that lawsuits are going to be happening all over the place, and not all of them coming from one person, like so many have been coming from, but they're going to come from all around, because what's going on in the United States is there's been a radical shift. And things have been suggested, and they are now being either supported by the courts or not supported by the courts. One of the things I heard this last week, and it was important to me because of a dear friend of mine who is in medical research, and you know, the job issue in the middle of a trial for a new medicine for cancer, no funding, you know, like what? And as he was saying to me, having to find a job when everybody in your field is also looking, it's not like I'm the only one out there looking for a job. So I was really grateful that he told me. I told him he hadn't even heard it yet. And I said, tell me if it's true. And the next morning he said, yes, it is. And thank the heavens for that. So court cases, things are being challenged, and more challenge. Now, that's the outer world, but that's also what starts to burn within the individuals and relationships. You know, if you've been sitting on it, you know, not saying anything, but somebody's been really bothering you in some way, you will need to be careful during the transit of Mars in Libra that you don't allow yourself to, you know, let the temperature get too high. Speaking of which, you know, we've been in that heat dome, which doesn't help. And I think by that time, the states that were in the heat dome may be coming out of it. But you know how excessive heat can really do a number on you also. So all the things that Libra would love to see balanced aren't, having an easy time of, you know, staying on a nice zone of, you know, moderation when you've got the planet of war and passion and motivation. So this is what we are passionate about. And we're also passionate about the arts, and we're passionate, and that's also coming up because of certain changes that want to be made in certain places. So there are going to be fights about that. But it's also, you know, if you were thinking, I will do my redesign, don't do it during this transit, because there will be arguments and fights about design. You know, what's beautiful. And so it's just a lot of the Libra energies, and then relationships themselves. You know, wanting more from a relationship and arguing about it. Did that ever work? You know, I mean, thinking about it in my past, it never worked to argue with somebody about how they weren't being enough this or enough that, or they had done that or this. It usually ends badly. So be aware at this point, it won't be a time of being able to make, you know, sort of objective communications and discussions, which do work. Sometimes they really work if people are committed to having a good relationship. But impassioned, it doesn't work that much. So you're looking at all of this and certain ideas and ideals that, again, will be topics of discord. So it's just the way it is. And if you're in alignment with people who are impassioned about something, then, you know, you'll feel like you've got a lot of teamwork going with you. So just be aware of this again until the 22nd of September. We'll go into Scorpio at 3:54 a.m. I don't even know if they're going to give us normal time back yet. Everything is up question, but you know, if they don't, it sort of messes up everybody in the world in a way. So perhaps it still is anyway. I think on the 22nd of September, it's still Eastern Daylight Time. All right, so enough said about Mars, unless you want to fight about it. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so here we are with a full moon also, and that is the Aquarius full moon that takes place on August 9th, 2025 at 3:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And it is also Eastern Daylight Time, yes. So it is the 16:59 minutes. So you could say 17, round it up, and it's 17 degrees of Aquarius. And of course, the polarity here is Aquarius versus Leo. And at this point in time, the stronger planet is the sun, because the sun is in Leo and the sun rules Leo and the house of creative self-expression. And so wants loyalty. You know, it's very courageous. It wants to defend its own territory. And it wants to enlarge the territory as well. It could be very affectionate and loving, but, you know, it also wants you to love in return, right? And the moon is instinctive. The way we don't think about it, we just instinctively respond to life. And this Aquarius energy, airy Aquarius, is going to be about independence and unique and freedom. Yes, and group versus individual. You know, the Leo is individual self-expression, and Aquarius would be the needs of a larger group of people. And, you know, we can kind of see that also. I'm sure things are coming up in your mind as you hear that, where you can see it in the world. And everything that's in a chart that's seen in the world is also seen in our lives, you know. So depending in the individual chart, depending on your birth chart, definitely. I mean, if you happen to have this full moon in aspect to planets in your chart, you're going to feel it much more. And the house where this takes place, full moon, what house is it in your birth chart? That's the area of life where this polarity is going to take place. Now, we do have a very unusual setup in the sky right now. I mean, it's not equal. It's not balanced. It is fire and air. I mean, mostly everything. And we've got two planets that are in water. And that's Venus going into a conjunction to Jupiter, which is, wow, that's the lesser benefit, the greater benefit. And they say benefic, but I wanted you to know what it meant. This is like double positive, double gifting from our universe. And so here we have an expansion of the water element of feelings. And Cancer is sensitive, and Cancer is also very sentimental and, you know, feels the need for emotional security and also regular security, like a home and a family that's also safe and secure. So here is this huge amount of that, even though it's only two planets. And these planets actually not making aspect to the other planets in the fire and air, that, you know, normal, you know, this could be what we would call an inconjunct from Jupiter. It's closer to the moon being inconjunct, which means it has to adjust. And certainly the instinct for freedom is definitely has to adjust to coming in contact with people who are very, you know, I'm my home and family and I want you nearby and I need to feel you there for me. You know, this is, it's not an easy aspect. It does also try Neptune. not Neptune, sorry, Pisces. Okay, Pisces, and that's the ruler is Neptune. It is trining that north node. And so it is sextile the south node, which is like, you know, we're going to find a way to make this work, but we're going to become very compassionate with the north node in Pisces. There's a lot of, you know, when we look at the outer stage right now, there's a lot of pushback. There's a lot of resistance and pushback going on, more than I would have even ever believed could have happened. But it is. And that's one of the other reasons why we've got more than one polarity in this chart. We've got the full moon polarity of the moon and sun, Mars that went into Libra at 1 degree of Libra by the time we get to August 9th is opposite 1 degree Aries for both Saturn and Neptune. So these planets that are retrograde in Aries are trying again to figure themselves out there. Neither Pisces ruled Neptune or Capricorn ruled Saturn is comfy in the fire signs. One's a water planet, the other's an earth planet. You know, I know we're supposed to try to figure out a different way to do things, and that's Saturn and government doing things. You know, we've got this chronic Saturn war. Go, if that's what happens. And all you have to do is, you know, strike that match and it doesn't stop burning. You know, nobody wins. And tremendous losses are taking place. And you can recognize this if you look in your own life at relationships too. You know, and then Neptune is confused, you know, just trying to stay, you know, this is like fire and water, you know, sort of a cloud of fog, a little bit of steam is there. We just don't know. We may be feeling tired from both of these, Saturn and Neptune, you know, the Aries energy. And that's it's all going into the mental realm at Libra now with Mars. But it, our actual desire to get going, move, or do anything is a little bit tricky, let's say. And then we have Mercury in Leo, also retrograde. And that is retrograding back to the exact opposition to Pluto in Aquarius. So now even the mind is fixed into this idea when it's Mercury, it's going to be communicating about, you know, the loyalty and the need to, you know, whatever, self-expression. And, you know, it's also, it, you know, these are investment. This is an investment sign. This is what Leo does to try to expand the kingdom. You know, puts his gambler, also that house of, you know, entertainment and the gambling comes in, and people may be willing to gamble on expanding, you know, their kingdom, but it doesn't always work. You know, it's not a guarantee. So here's Pluto over here, again, like he's retrograde also. And he's going back over all the different changes and, like, you know, how much power we have seen over the group and power over the media, but also the changes. You know, I just, every day, you know, something has changed in electronic land. You know, I had a couple of things. I have to do this for my Miller Lite program, and now this is going on over here, and you've got to shift that and this and that. It doesn't give you time to rest. And these are the days when I wish I had a teenage grandchild so badly. That was even living in my house. I could live in my house. I would just take care of all of this because I didn't grow up during that time. So I don't have that natural ability. And some people would anyway, but that's, you know, me. Here I am. I'm a reader. I'm a writer. I'm a poet. No, not me. So I find that a big stress level. And so I need it for me to be able to get this information out to you and to do my other Substack posts and other things in my life. So it is necessary for me, but I get comfortable, like other people might get comfortable in a way of expressing, which Mercury in Leo could get comfortable. It's a fixed sign. And like, it's always, I always do this. But now you've got to do something else. Well, at least there is a planet that is kind of taking the stress off a bit, and that is Uranus in Gemini, which is a sextile for Mercury. And so if it intuit things, which is what you need to do. And of course, Pluto is making the trine to Uranus in Gemini, so it's a little off. And we've got the Aries planets that Mercury and Leo will trine, Saturn and Neptune, and Pluto will get sextile to the Saturn and Neptune. And so there are some more ways to work things out. The Moon opposition Sun is a little bit bereft in that way. So, again, lots of oppositions, lots of polarities, and the preponderance of air. You know, we can count the planets. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, fire, air. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I don't know. That's pretty close, right? That's 8. So then you have your only 2 left in water to make 10 planets. Now, in a chart wheel now, if you were looking at this chart wheel, which if I do post it on Substack, you will be looking, you'll see all other kinds of things like the asteroids and the centaurs. The moon is surrounded by asteroid Pallas Athena, which is the wisdom warrior, and she's like really trying to get some stuff into the world about, you know, hello, this is real, other things aren't real. And she's retrograde, so she's going back over things. And then Chiron's wife, and Chiron is the centaur that went retrograde in Aries, sitting right next to his daughter Okiro, and she's a prophetess, and with the cage rattling of Eris, they're all together up there. And they're making sextiles to the Aquarius planets too. So there are things that we're learning. We're learning a lot about what aggression and war look like, and what is real and what is not in terms of that. You know, the one great thing about Aquarius is that there is a lot of objectivity. You know, it's not emotional at all. So to step back and look at something and say, hey, you know, I know everybody's jumping up and down over on this side, but maybe there's something also going on over here, and maybe there's reasons we don't know, and et cetera, and so forth. So that's also going on. Yeah. And, you know, I could, you know, there's still a conjunction between Vesta and Juno and Scorpio, and that is exactly squaring the full moon. So issues that we hold dear, how we feel, do we feel secure about our resources? Do we feel like we have any power left? And is there going to be any help for women and women's rights and things like that? Yeah, will there be? Well, anybody's guess right now. And I want to mention before I go into the next week that next month is our eclipse. The last two eclipses in September will fall. And the first one is the lunar eclipse. It's going to take place on September 7th. And it's at 15 degrees of Pisces, so it's going to be right there with that eclipse, right with the node. And it's at 2:55 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm looking at a different place. 2:09 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on September 7th. And that will be about relationships. So as we look at this chart of the full moon this month, and we see all this stuff going on, and we have Mars in the sign of relationships, Libra, and Aquarius in the sign of group affiliations, and even Gemini, Uranus is in the sign of family, some types of families, like not the ones, the siblings and the ones like aunts and uncles. And then we've got those two planets in our family of origin or family home in Cancer. So what's going on this month is, after this full moon, is going to be showing you again what relationships might end or have a radical change take place in them. And so a new beginning could take place. So be aware of this. And then, as we go further, we will also be getting into a new moon in Virgo, and that'll be happening 23rd of August. And then the solar eclipse will take place at 29 Virgo on September 21st, which I believe is our equinox day, and that will be at 3:54 p.m. Eastern Time. And that will be the change in the world, something in the world. So we'll be looking at the new moon for some clues about that also. All right. Now, take a deep breath and stay present, because what we're going to do now is look at the weekly astrology forecast. And also, if you are looking at my Moon Days report, you will be able to see written down in the first part, you'll have the lunar phases, what they mean for the week, the signs, what those lunar signs are like, what influence they give the days. And then there's the daily lunar, mainly lunar forecast. If something's really startling as an aspect for planets, I will mention it. But it's not as full of the daily forecast, but it is, a good one to look at if you don't want to stop and listen to the program here on the podcast. You can just see it. Yeah, it's really an amazing thing that I do every week. So August 4th is the Monday, and the harmony of the lights that we were enjoying on Sunday with the moon in Sagittarius in the second quarter phase, which is like we got to work towards getting fruition. We're looking for the things we need. Well, this harmony of the lights has been very pleasant and helpful, and but it's over at 2:12 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. And where is the moon in Sag going? Well, it won't get there until 11:30 in the morning on Tuesday, so you won't feel it probably until Tuesday morning. But there is an argument ahead, because it's going to square. The moon will be square Mars in Virgo. And again, Sagittarius is expansive, has lots of, thoughts and philosophies, and wants to be able to move and, gallop around. And Mars, again, is passionate. This is, a thing about that Mars in Virgo. It wants it done this way. This is it. No other way. This way. So it doesn't work well. So that Tuesday morning is really where you have to be careful about engaging an angry experience. And then we have a beleaguered, I must say, Moon coming into Capricorn at 1:04 p.m. I mean, here I'm looking. I don't see anything but squares and oppositions for the Moon in Capricorn. So basically, Tuesday is a tough day. I mean, you're trying to get something done. You want to, you know, kind of contact people and have an easy time of it. I wouldn't choose Tuesday the 5th. The Moon, especially the afternoon, but the morning you had an argument. So 1:04 p.m. is the entry of Capricorn, but it squares Saturn. 3:54 p.m. it squares Neptune. 4:44 p.m. And so that's obstacles and confusion, which is definitely not something a Capricorn structure, and respect, and tradition, it won't like this uncertainty, these obstacles, this waviness. And then the Moon will oppose Venus in Cancer, 2:38 a.m. on Wednesday, and then opposite Jupiter in Cancer, 1:40 p.m. on Wednesday. So you're really in a part of the Moon in Capricorn where it just can't get it to be the way it needs it to be. There's a lot of challenge, and that's to authorities in Capricorn. But that's the day of the evening that Mars enters Libra, 7:23 p.m. So there's a little bit of a game change here. And we are in a void of course Moon after 1:40 p.m. now. Capricorn Moon can sort of go into its office, close the door, don't talk to anybody, and just do what you do and, you know, relax. You can. I know you're a Capricorn Moon. Try to relax. Moon enters Aquarius at 9:18 p.m. on Thursday. That's how long the void of course Moon is, from 1:40 p.m. on Wednesday to 9:18 p.m. on Thursday. That's a long void of course. But now we've got these, again, air and fire planets here. So Moon in Aquarius gets to trine Mars in Libra. That's the first aspect of Mars in Libra, which I always look at. That's like the birth of a transit in a way, 10:35 p.m. So we're going to see also, as this transit goes on, that the concern for the people, the wider group, and, you know, the needs of the group will be big as we go through this Mars and Libra transit. Moon trine Uranus in Gemini until 11:20 p.m. Okay, so it's not quite an hour, but boy, that's the hour to sit down, do your card spread, or sit quietly and ask your guides to just, could you just tell me now? It's very likely that you would get the intuitive information that is something you need in any capacity to create or to figure out or whatever. You've got it. And if you want to be on, you know, media, social media and stuff, you may make a good connection, actually, during that trine. I mean, you know, we can be on there at any time of day. It's at night, so it seems. So, it, you know, if you happen to want to make that connection, it's a Moon trine Uranus, so that's pretty good. The sextiles come up to the Saturn and Neptune in Aries. That's a very quick sextile to Saturn. It's 11:49 p.m., so it's, you know, 29 minutes. But you feel a little bit encouraged about the future. And the sextile to Neptune doesn't come in until Friday morning at 12:43 a.m. in Eastern Daylight Time. And that is where you can do some visioning, you know, maybe start to understand some more things about how things are going to go. 1:26 a.m. Friday is the conjunction of Moon to Pluto. And this is, as I always tell you, if you're working with the same thoughts, with people with the same ideas, this is powerful, you can get a lot done. But if you aren't, and this is just you having plutonic moon, well, you could get obsessive about having control of the future. And somebody probably will be. You might, you know, run into them. But, you know, hopefully I'll be asleep. Moon opposite retrograde Mercury in Leo, 5:52 a.m. So that was not a good time to try to have a conversation or make a connection. But Mars in Libra is going trine Uranus, Gemini, and that comes in at 2:45 p.m. So here you've had a time where you might be able to make some connections that make sense. And, you know, you can both hear each other. But this is coming into the full moon. That's the next aspect. Meanwhile, Mars in Libra will go after that opposition to Saturn first, 10:52 p.m. on Friday. So you may have had a great time talking until, like, let's say 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, Eastern time. But after that, obstacles are there for you. Fearful about what you're thinking. I don't know if I can do that. You know, that's 10:52 p.m. And then the full moon, 3:55 a.m. on Saturday. And here's the peak and the pinnacle of the polarity while Mars is going towards the opposition to Neptune and Aries, but that doesn't come in until 6:13 p.m. And it comes in under a void of course moon because the full moon was the last aspect for Aquarius moon. So this is where you're trying to dialogue with somebody and you can't get truth or clarity. Let's put it that way. Well, sometimes it's that lie, right? And we do have those exist in the world. So that is a feature of Saturday and also a potential for infection. Be careful wherever you're out and about. Different types of infections are, you know, out there getting closer to 6:13 p.m., getting more likely. But after that, you know, and the fact that the moon is void, of course, maybe nothing will come of it. Moon enters Pisces on Sunday morning at 2:50 a.m. Moon squares Uranus and Gemini, 4:52 a.m. So if you're dreaming, there's like a big upheaval of, you know, whatever. It's causing difficulty for the very sensitive Pisces moon. There's, you know, shocking news. It's like, don't get into a bathtub and have the, you know, the electrical anything fall into it, you know, that would be a shock for sure. And that's like Moon in Pisces, square Uranus and Gemini. Definitely be careful. Mars is going trine Pluto until 8:29 a.m. So, you know, you can be talking to people about power and transformations. And the moon is going into a beautiful day, Sunday, even though it hasn't looked so good. Last couple of days have been up and down and all around and not so great. Very high levels of energy because of the full moon. People are, you know, ready to, you know, be engaging things because it's a peak. We want to hopefully see a fruition that we're happy with. But at a full moon, we can also see something that we were trying not to see, that we were overlooking, that isn't so good. Right? So here we are finally, after 4:52 a.m. on Sunday, the moon in Pisces will trine Venus in Cancer and then Jupiter in Cancer. And for the Eastern Daylight Time, that is the full rest of your Sunday. And the trines come in on Monday, which Mercury also goes direct. Okay. So now you've got a trine at 1:12 a.m. and a trine at 2:55 a.m. And so you're feeling really good. And Mercury, at the time of the full moon, has gone into, well, it slowed down all this week. And then it goes into the station. So it's a good thing that it's great aspects on the day that Mercury is stationary before it goes direct. Because, you know, people are not paying attention. And even in this beautiful energy of, you know, compassion and love and, you know, get together and have a good time, you have to be aware that Mercury is stationary. And next week, we'll get the whole lowdown on Mercury going direct. Yes. And let's see if anything else is going to change, or that this is Tuesday, you get the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. So that's kind of jolly nice. Mercury is still slow, of course, because it doesn't pick up speed. But we'll be in the fourth quarter after Thursday. So we're getting closer and closer to the new moon. But that was the only change of direction or planetary. All right. So that was a lot of information, wasn't it? Always is. So I will wish you all the best with this. I know you'll keep everything I said in mind. Well, at least remember what I said about Mars in Libra and the full moon polarity. And I wish you all the best with it, as I say, always. And I'll say goodbye.